Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now to start off hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to see the pledge again?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you know, I heard Kamala Harris mentioned again about Donald Trump didn't like the troops and he made some really bad comment and this, that, and the other and all that stuff based on the Atlantic story that was out there. But then she also shot her mouth off and said, well, Joe Biden's endorsed by 500 generals. No, he's not. No, he's not. There's a list of 250 generals, mostly low-ranking generals, not four stars or three stars, but two-star and one-stars, a couple of different four-stars in there that have endorsed Joe Biden, plus another 250 officers, ranging from colonels and lieutenant colonels down to lieutenants. Now, President Trump has over 250 generals, a lot of four-stars, a lot of three-stars and two-stars, some admirals, four-star, three-star, two-star, and very few one-star generals that are all endorsing him. And in that group, Kyle, are 11 Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
Wow. I mean, that is, well, that speaks volumes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned about the Atlantic quote about how the president said this and that about the military were losers and the completely apocryphal quotes that were easily debunked because nobody knew who said them and nobody stepped forward. And even John Bolton, the former national security advisor, who doesn't really care for President Trump as far as we can tell, came out and said the whole thing didn't make any sense and he never heard it. And the president didn't go to the cemetery in France because of a weather issue. It wasn't because he didn't want to go there. But Kamala Harris just sort of, you know, said that whole thing, and I think hoping nobody would fact check it or just say, oh, that's ghastly. I'm not going to vote for that guy. But come on. Maybe we can do a Joe Biden here. Come on, man.
Well, the fact of the matter is that 13 people that were on the trip with the president all stepped up and said it just didn't happen. Now, let's talk about Joe Biden because his record on the Middle East is riddled with failures. Now, he presided over 47 years of foreign policy failures that appeased terror regimes around the world and led to the rise of ISIS. That's a fact. Look it up. It kept America in endless conflicts overseas and left Americans less safe and killed some of our troops overseas. Because as former O'Biden, former Obama Biden Defense Secretary Robert Gates said, and this is a quote, he said, Biden has been wrong on nearly every major foreign policy and national security issue over the last four decades.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's the one consistent thing about Joe Biden. And you know, Captain, I was just surprised earlier when Kamala Harris talked about how, you know, we've got to get back in the Iran deal, we should never have gotten out of it, and so forth. What somebody kind of needs to inform her about is that President Trump's approach and our allies' approach, it's working. We're isolating Iran. There are Arab countries in the Middle East who are now making peace with Israel because they're also helping to isolate Iran. Giving Iran the Iran nuclear deal from Obama and John Kerry is the worst possible thing we can do for peace in the Middle East.
Well, the other thing is Joe Biden voted for the Iraq war. He later lied about it, falsely claiming that he came out against the war immediately, the moment it started. Not true. He also claimed that Iraq would be one of the greatest accomplishments of the Obama-Biden administration shortly before ISIS rose to power and declared a caliphate over the enormous swaths of the Middle East. He also said that he would keep America troops locked in endless conflicts overseas. His quote was, by the way, he claimed that he got 150,000 combat troops out of Iraq. That he got four Pinocchios for, because he didn't get any troops out of Iraq, and neither did Obama. While they were there, they were all there, and they didn't go anywhere.
Exactly. And it's interesting, Captain, because, they try to take credit for a lot of things that they either never did or never really wanted to do and so forth. And I thought it was good when Vice President Pence made that comment about how the Biden campaign gloms on to a lot of the things about what President Trump has done. And he said, it's really plagiarism. He said, and I think he knows a little bit about that, doesn't he?
Yeah. And then the final straw to break the camel's back here, Joe Biden actually told the president, don't go after Osama bin Laden. I don't think it's a good idea. Well, so much for that. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. And Kathy, give everybody the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit FarmSafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh yeah, this is one of my most favorite segments of the morning because I get to tell you about Auto Glass America. I will have first-hand experience for them today because in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 cash with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. They're coming to work on my windshield today. I got hit yesterday morning early on by a piece of concrete off a dump truck, and it just wrecked the right side of my windshield, passenger side of my windshield. But you get a lifetime warranty and $100 cash back at the time of service in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you for $100 cash today. By the way, my service rep is Dave. He's the one that's coming today, Dave. So if you have to deal with Dave, tell him howdy, howdy, and tell him the captain sent you. He'll probably get a kick out of that. So back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there is some other news and some very important news, too. Yesterday, the lone Minneapolis police officer that was charged with, I guess it was murder, I can't remember the exact charge, in the George Floyd death, was released from jail on $1 million bail.
That's exactly right, Captain. $1 million bail, and there was some reaction, as I saw earlier tonight, I think, in Minneapolis.
Well, they went in there and went down the street and started to bust windows again. Don't know about fires, but they were starting to bust up windows again because of that.
That's exactly right. But, of course,
there was some looting, too, come to think of it.
I believe so. And, of course, again, the justice system is going to play out in this. He was able to make bail, but, again, this case moves forward, absolutely.
Yep. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi had to make one of her nickel comments yesterday. She says, all Trump wanted in the coronavirus relief negotiations and stimulus negotiations was to send out a check with his name on it.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, she said, you know, basically it's, if, you know, forget about the virus, forget about our heroes, forget about our children and their need to go to school safely. And so she tried to turn it into a real sort of thing. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do not remember his name being on the stimulus check that I saw go to many, many, many of my friends. I believe it was Steve Mnuchin.
Right, but even so, even, I mean, she's saying this in order to try to make it look like Trump doesn't want to help people. He just wants to, you know, it's going to stroke his ego kind of a thing. But honestly, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats don't have any leg to stand on, Captain, because they have absolutely stonewalled this thing to the nth degree,
yeah.
And the American people don't have the emergency aid they desperately need.
Let's listen to some audio here.
That's the first step back on Capitol Hill. I mean, the reality is your record speaks for itself. President Trump and I have fought for criminal justice reform.
Thank you, Vice President.
We fought for educational choice and opportunities for African Americans, all of our members.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll do it for 4 months.
Thank you. You know, there is no more important issue than the final issue that we're going to talk about tonight, and that is the issue of the election itself.
But he attacked my record. I would like an opportunity to respond.
Let me give you 30 seconds because we're running out of time.
I appreciate that. First of all, having served as the Attorney General of the state of California, the work that I did is a model of what our nation needs to do.
Oh, the work that she did in California is a model of what our nation needs to do? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't think it's a real plus to go, let's turn the United States into basically California. I mean, people are leaving in droves.
What,
nothing but,
what
yeah.
do you think she just did to her chances by making that comment?
Yeah, well, I think she did not do well. That's exactly
anybody
right.
that thinks the work that she did in California was a good thing, they're out of their mind.
I know. I tell me about it.
I do know one thing, Kyle. Her husband's law firm was got in trouble for representing somebody for something, and it was going to be criminal charges that were coming up against them, and she personally put the kibosh to that, would not prosecute the law firm, and the husband skated scot-free.
That's right. Well, but again, you know, she's trying to, you know, sort of set herself up as this great experienced person, but I'll tell you this, I think that she's finding out that there's a real difference between the kinds of work that she did as a prosecutor, for example, but there's a difference between sort of being angry about stuff a lot and going to sympathetic groups and having, you know, rallies or whatever, but governing is completely different. Mike Pence came across as somebody who could step in and govern the nation, and unfortunately and sadly, Kamala Harris didn't seem to fit that bill.
Now, the Chicago mayor... Gordon Lightfoot's cousin, Lori, is mulling slashing the city payroll by another $200 million. And guess who's going to get cut first?
Who's that?
The police.
Well, not surprised, unfortunately, because, again, it's become sort of the chic. It's chic now to cut the police budgets and so forth, but it's also kind of ridiculous and wrongheaded.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but don't they have people that get shot there on a regular basis every weekend, and it's anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20 to 30 or 40 or 50, and one weekend I guess it was almost 100?
Yes, it is a scourge, and we don't hear hardly anything about it from different activist groups, do we? No.
No. Now, Republicans are calling for the probe of a video showing an unlocked ballot box somewhere in Michigan. Don't know where it was, but I'm going to be talking to Ron Edwards about this because this was strange, to say the least.
Yes, I think it's in Lansing, Michigan. Exactly right. So they are calling for that probe. Evidently, somebody was filmed doing this thing, but obviously, this calls into question again, you know, what happens to these ballots when they are sent out into the world or if they're even placed in one of these boxes? And again, it goes to election integrity.
Now, the North Carolina Senate race, we've been talking about this for several days, is now a dead heat after the Democratic challenger's sexting and reported affair issue have come to light. That's the wrong thing to do in the middle of the Bible Belt, especially in North Carolina.
Well, that's because people see it as a definite character issue. For example, if they're asking the voters to trust them, but yet they are doing things that obviously break trust in his marriage and so forth, from what we can tell, the voters react to that.
Now, your governor out there in California has said that the state's theme parks have to remain closed for the rest of the year. That's not good.
That is not good. Walt Disney Company of Disneyland here in California just began laying off some 28,000 people. I think reports say it will be more, basically, as well as time goes by. So, yes, the state of California is saying that until the data improves and this kind of thing. But I'll tell you, Captain, I mean, Disneyland itself, and we're not just talking about Disneyland, but, for example, Universal Studios up in Los Angeles and Hollywood, that's a very, very big draw as well. I understand people aren't traveling as much from far, far away to come to California right now, but still, these layoffs are going to be permanent. People are going to permanently lose their job and have to try to move on. These are part of the engines that help to drive the economy in California. And while Disney World is open in your state of Florida, that can't be a model of how they could do things right here in California.
Yeah, well, it's going to be better down here in Florida because our governor yesterday announced that he's going to be dropping the statewide COVID bans, allowing football at full capacity in our stadiums.
Wow. See, this is what a far cry it really is from California. But again, the economic damage that's being done, because people want to be able to do things safely, of course they do, but the economic damage that's being done could be irreversible, and I think certainly is going to be politically bad for the monoparty system in California. We'll wait and see, but one might think that would have that kind of effect.
Yeah, and part of the discussion about the stadiums, bringing people back into stadiums, was college football because, you know, they have a football game here in Tallahassee or over there in Gainesville, Florida, University of Florida, or Florida State over in Tallahassee, down in Miami, University of Miami, University of Central Florida in Orlando, or even USF here in Tampa. You know, they'll have almost a full house most of the time.
Well, exactly right. And so it's the tale of two different sort of systems now. I think the governor of California is going to get in some pretty hot water with the voters, even voters who would be traditionally Democrat voters that would automatically vote for him, for example, or for the Democrats, because it's striking now at the very livelihood of people, and they just aren't going to tolerate that.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we go to the bottom of the hour break here, and your stations get to identify themselves, get a little news in there, too. We'll be right back, and we got a lot more coming your way. I mean, this is a target-rich environment tonight. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Val Dior.
President Trump releasing a video on Twitter from the Oval Office Wednesday, thanking doctors and nurses across the country, and he took the time to talk about his treatment.
But I spent 4 days there, and I went in, I wasn't feeling so hot, and within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. and other things too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was like unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now.
And Hurricane Delta has made landfall on the Yucatan Peninsula. The storm could hit the U.S. as soon as Friday. President Trump has spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott as well as Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards. Delta is expected to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall later this week. By the way, hurricane season runs through November 30. You're listening to USA Radio News. For more, visit usaradio.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you again by our friends at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, to get it all done together. And, you know, if you're suffering with pain, nagging pain, can't get rid of it, you tried a lot of different things. Maybe you're taking some motivational therapy. Or maybe you've even got some narcotics you're having to take. How would you like to get rid of it and try something different that's all natural? Well, you can. Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has 4 different ingredients in it that will help you with the nagging pain that you've got, or even eliminate the pain, certainly lower it, and reduce inflammation. It does it for me. It'll do it for you. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. It's 100% drug-free. And it comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, too. Try the 3-week quick start for Relief Factor, only $19.95. The 3-week quick start will get you going. You'll know whether or not it'll work for you real soon. And if it doesn't, then you're only out $20. So, relieffactor.com/captain, a place to go, relieffactor.com/captain. And I'm telling you, it might be the best $19.95 that you ever spent. Okay. Kyle Warren?
Hey, everybody.
All right, there you are. There you are. All right, I pushed the wrong button there, but it is what it is. Steve is chiming in. He's telling me how he used the express mail service to send his ballot back over here to Pinellas County to be counted. He says it's taken forever. He's saying check out the progress reports in the chat room where we got that. But I want to mention AOC.
Mm-hmm.
Vice President Pence mentioned something about AOC. I believe he called her AOC.
Right.
And she chimed in something back, and she took that to be, she took that as an offense.
Well, she certainly does seem to have, Captain. She tweeted out that she says, "For the record, at Mike Pence, it's Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez to you." So,
hey, you know, everybody else.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, Captain, I've heard, I don't know how many commentators refer to her as AOC or AOC.
Yep.
It is a natural sort of just a contraction of her name, because her name is rather long, you know, comparatively, and so it just seems to be these things that people say JFK, this kind of stuff, and so I don't think it was ever meant as an offense. I don't think that's what was the vice president's intent was at all. I think he was simply using a colloquialism that has become pretty widely done in the news media. But of course, for her to do that, I think it just kind of shows kind of a little bit of pettiness, maybe on her part.
Yeah. And to the Fab Four out there, the people that live in the Fab Four's districts, that would be Ilhan Omar, that would be Muqtada Tlaib, that would be Ilana Presley, and AOC. I'm going to keep calling her that, AOC. What have they done for you lately? Have they brought home the bacon? Have they done things that helped you out there? Or what have they done for you? Not much, I'll bet you. All right, right?
No, you're absolutely right. And by the way, Captain, she's also bothered because Mike Pence was demanding that Kamala Harris answer his questions. And she said that was the wrong dynamic, or something like that. So she's also not happy that he was
getting answers. Well, she's the wrong dynamic, and I'll let it just stay there. Now, Lowe's, you know who Lowe's is, right?
That's right, hardware store. Yeah.
Yep, they're going to give another $100 million in bonuses to their hourly employees. Hey, pretty good company to work for, huh?
Well, it sure is, and I'm sure it couldn't come at a better time for a lot of people, who are struggling through all this. Absolutely, but of course, these kinds of stores, these kinds of things, Home Depot's, Lowe's, and places like that, they have been open throughout the entire pandemic, and I think they've been doing bang up business. People have been using a lot of time to do what's commonly referred to now as the COVID projects. People updating their house, or you know, recarpeting, or you know, they're doing work basically.
Now, we have somebody that called themselves a Facebook engineer, whatever that means, that says that Facebook, the company, is not doing enough to stop hate speech.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about this. That's right, because last Tuesday, I think Facebook announced that it was going to ban certain pages, groups on Instagram.
QAnon.
For the QAnon, exactly right, exactly right. And so, again, you know, are they going to go further than that? And certainly there's a lot of stuff out there. You and I both know, and a lot of the listeners know, there's a lot of stuff that makes its way onto Facebook that isn't very good.
Yeah, now the Russiagate documents are turning out to be very interesting. 1,000 pages now total out there. And by the way, Durham's got them all.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, the Biden campaign certainly will want to, and the Democrats in general, the Democrat Party elite, are going to try to do everything they can to drum up some other Trump controversy to try to mask all this stuff. Because isn't it interesting, though, too, Captain, that part of these documents that we know of now appear to show that the Hillary Clinton campaign wanted to put the Russia hoax stuff on to the Trump campaign to help divert from her email scandal.
Yeah.
So this is standard operating procedure for them.
There was a poll yesterday, New York Times Siena College poll that came out that showed Joe Biden and President Trump tied in Ohio. But there's other polls also showing that most of the battleground states now are getting closer, and in some cases Trump is ahead where they say he's behind in a number of different states.
Well, right, and as we continue to hear the senator last night say it's 27 days to the election. Well, now it's 26 days, presumably, because we've crossed over into the next day.
Right.
But certainly, because the race is going to start tightening up, because of the fact that we're getting so close to election day, and so we expect to see those kinds of dynamics start up But ultimately, Captain, again, I think the Democrats wouldn't be saying or doing the things that they're doing, acting with the way they're acting, if they thought this was a cakewalk and they were going to waltz into the Oval Office with ease. I think it's completely different, and we're going to see, of course, as we get closer to the election.
Now, the accused child trafficker, Ghislaine Maxwell, has just hired a lawyer, get this, who previously represented Osama bin Laden's henchmen.
That is, again, you know, it seems like that would be par for the course, wouldn't it? My goodness, yeah.
Very strange.
Yeah, very strange. Yeah, and but again, I think the stuff we're going to find out about that is going to be shocking. And the American people, you know, they have, I think, a special anger for people that would traffic, you know, you do human trafficking and so forth. They just have a special revulsion for that.
Now, I'm going to read something here which I've been saving. In his book, Donald Rumsfeld's wonderful biography of Gerald Ford, titled When the Center Held, written in 2018, he clearly articulates that President Ford was a thoroughly good man, a special American, and a greatly underrated president. However, there was a story in the book that was startling. Now, there was a senator, when they arrived, when these Vietnamese boat people, remember them, the 1,500 boat people?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When they arrived in America, President Ford asked Congress for a package to assist these refugees integrate into American society. But a troublesome U.S. senator showed up again and again and torpedoed any support for these shell-shocked refugees. And instead, President Ford had to recruit Christian organizations to offer assistance on a voluntary basis. And he did so after the aforementioned senator belittled those efforts. Now, what kind of a person would oppose President Ford's tireless work to do the right and humanitarian thing?
Well, somebody who I think has some real flaws there.
And, that U.S. senator was Joe Biden.
I was going to ask, does it start with a B? Because yeah, that's right. Exactly right. This is, and see, Captain, if we didn't have such a bias in much of the mainstream media, they would be hammering Biden on that day in and day out. And so hopefully by you bringing this up again, even tonight here on the program, that's going to you know, trip some levers there. Maybe,
well,
people say, hey, what's going on?
If I was at the debate and I was a moderator, I'd say, would the real Joe Biden please stand up?
No kidding. Well, Biden has said so many weird things that would end politicians' careers left and right, but somehow he keeps going. But this, Captain, as a matter of fact, too, I think it's important to note, you know, because we've been seeing a lot of clips lately, too, of about a year ago of Biden, last October, for example. He's changed a lot in the last year as well. You know, he's become a little bit more frail, and it's sad to see, but I think it's very discernible.
All right, we'll hold that thought. And folks, when we come back, Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up, and I'm going to have a song I'm going to dedicate to the Biden, the Biden-Harris campaign. This is going to be funny. But anyway, you'll pick it up when I get it going here. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets. and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, that's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, the Double D Ranch. She and her husband Don up that way. We appreciate them very much. Just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody. Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. When you see the Pilot and the Flying J sign, pull on in there, go in there, tell them that you just heard me, the captain, talk to you about them on the radio, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee on the Third Watch, and we're on the air, so there you go. And consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because you can save money and get points for all the gas, diesel that you buy, and all the food that you buy, and anything you buy in the truck stop as well. So, this song is going to be dedicated to Joe Biden, the Democratic Party. Of course, we have to throw Kamala Harris in there, and a little Hunter Biden, too. Here we go.
Even lost
for the Love of Money. And that was dedicated predominantly to Hunter Biden, I would think, on that one. And I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a minute. What do you think, Hunter Biden?
Yeah, that's a good one. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, I thought I'd get my dig in there on that one. All right, well, I'm going to read the weather here, and then I'm going to turn it over to you because we do have a big mess down here in the Gulf, and that's pretty much what the weather's about. But Hurricane Delta is moving northward across the Gulf of Mexico and will likely approach the Louisiana coastline by late Friday with dangerous winds, life-threatening storm surge, heavy rainfall, and flooding. It's starting to intensify again as we speak, and the remainder of the country will experience mostly tranquil conditions, although some showers and thunderstorms are expected from the Great Lakes into the Northeast through the weekend. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, we're continuing to anticipate some lower temperatures and some rainfall in Pacific Northwest and Seattle, also in Portland, Oregon. So we expect that to come in towards the end of the week. That's going to help with wildfires and air quality, especially in southern Oregon, in the Medford and Klamath Falls area. In central California, the air quality alerts seem to be shrinking a little bit in terms of the areas that they're covering. So that is some good news. Also, a little bit of cool down in Southern California over the next few days or so relative to the higher temps that we've been seeing. And that's going to spread out into the California desert as well, with Palm Springs getting to 97 degrees on Thursday, which, of course, is now dipping down below those triple digits. Same over in Phoenix, looking at 99 degrees, but still maybe moving in the right direction. We do have some fire weather warnings to tell you about in Montana tonight, up near Great Falls and also in Billings, Montana. You've got fire weather warnings, low humidity, gusty winds are possible as well. Air quality alerts through the I-25 corridor in Denver, the Denver area, and that bleeds over a little bit into western Kansas with fire weather warnings going on there as well. That's what it looks like out west.
Well, the big story right now, weather-wise, is in the south, and it's Hurricane Delta, because if you're traveling anywhere from Houston east all the way over to Pensacola, Florida, you need to think about getting off I-10 if you're coming across the east-west guys that are out there. Get up on I-20 and take it across, and come down down to I-10 any sooner than probably, let's see here, I'd go all the way over to Atlanta if it were me, or I'd angle my way across Alabama and maybe come in that way, come down to not Pensacola, but over further east around Tallahassee. Because Pensacola all the way over, the conditions are going to start deteriorating tonight and tomorrow, and all hell's going to break loose. Now, Delta got some of the life knocked out of it going across the Yucatan, but it's back in the water, strengthening again. It's back up to a Category 2 hurricane. Looks like it's going to go to a Category 3. Could even get stronger. There's nothing really to stop it. And the hurricane comes with life-threatening storm surge expected to bring along water, lots of it, because you got to remember this storm has been out there in the water for a while. It's been accumulating water. Now, the millibars are down to 973 millibars, so we know it's strengthening. It's down below where it was when we started the show. And right now, storm surge warning is in effect for Sabine Pass to Ocean Springs, Mississippi, including Calcasieu Lake, Vermilion Bay, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepied, and Lake Barnier, all in Louisiana. And a storm surge watch is in effect for High Island, Texas, to Sabine Pass. Now, please, please, please pay attention to this and be careful. This is nothing to monkey around with. And that being said, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and covered a lot of ground there tonight with everything that's going on for sure. And joining us right now on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. How'd you like that debate?
Well, it was clearly a lot more civil than one last week. So I will say that. I think that Pence delivered a lot more meat on the policy points, and that's a good thing. Kamala's expressions on her face reminded me the entire time of the Hillary Clinton Benghazi hearing, with the scorn and the disdain and the disgust that she wore. I mean, it was really distracting, to be honest with you. I think she thought that that played in her favor. I don't think that it all did. I think that Pence left some moments where he could have gone in with some real assertiveness. I think he missed some moments.
Well, I think I do too. He wasn't strong enough in some cases, but he was the most factual, had the most credible evidence. And by the way, he was very truthful. Now, I was doing some fact checking, and I came up with 15 items, and I could have got 30. That's how bad Kamala Harris was lying.
I do agree, and that's a problem, because you understand that, I understand that, a lot of us that pay attention to daily details of, what is happening in Washington, D.C., understand that, but I believe that your typical independent voter doesn't understand that. They would not have realized that she spoke a whole pile of untruths, a pile of them.
Yep.
They're not gonna go do the work, and that's what's very bothersome. You get to say things, or she said so many things that just were not true, were not accurate, and were distortions.
Yeah. Well, I love the one about Abe Lincoln, because that was when she says, "An Obama's Abe Lincoln." Well, I went out and checked that real quick, and come to find out that she was only partly right. Abe Lincoln didn't nominate a judge at that time because of the fact that he didn't think it was right, because you're coming up on an election. Congress wasn't in session, and they weren't coming back. And once they came back, they got the nomination. Hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and a whole bunch of stuff, too. What a debate, though. It was quite a night. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.